Welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here as we drop these on you three times a week, about 5 minutes-ish, nice digestible form. Also looking forward to getting back to doing some of the more long-form stuff. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and also in my Twitter bio, please join our Talking Puck Discord. It's a growing community of folks just like you. We like to talk hockey. We post all kinds of fun stuff there, and look forward to having you join us there as well. There's so many things I want to cover, but I know I can't possibly get to all of them in just 5 minutes, so I'm going to have to pick one, maybe two, and see if I can get to it. Carolina Hurricanes coach Rod Brind'Amour fined $25,000 following his team's Game 1 loss to the Boston Bruins on Wednesday because he criticized the officials for their handling of Charlie Coyle's goal in the second period. So, for those who don't know, it was a situation where it looked like Mrazek had the puck covered with his glove, and the whistle should have gone. Now, it happened kind of bang-bang. I know guys will go in, they'll dig at a goalie's glove. Trust me, I'm a former goaltender myself. I know all about it. So it was knocked out of his hand, and Brind'Amour, post-game, says, the guy comes to me, meaning the referee, and says it's either goalie interference because he has it and the guy knocked it out of his hand, or it's a glove hand pass. You got to pick one. Either way, it's no goal. And Brind'Amour says, are you kidding me? I've got to pick one. Tell me what the call is. And so Brind'Amour gets fined $25,000 for criticizing the league. Officials by going on to say, you're not telling me what call you're making and I have to pick one. They go upstairs and say, oh, he had possession. It's horseshit. This is where the league is a joke. So that's where the fine comes in for Brind'Amour. However, I believe Brind'Amour is number one, he's very clever. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He's setting the tone for his team in Game 2. He's also setting the tone for the officials. There was also another penalty, which is not mentioned here among the fines, but in the second overtime, I believe it was, there was a blatant high stick that was missed, would have given Carolina at least a two-minute power play, completely missed by the officials. But later on, Boston ends up with a power play. Boston does go on to win the game in double overtime. I mean, it's anybody's game. It's a flip of the coin by that point. You never know who's going to get the bounce or the break. But I think that Brind'Amour really has put the doubt in the minds of those in power, and definitely the squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's the way it is. So you take the suck, you take the fine here if you're Rod Brind'Amour to set your team up a little bit better moving forward. So I don't mind this move at all. I want to move on to a second point here and try to keep it within the confines of the Tiny Biscuits format. The Vegas Golden Knights. This is something I've been looking at. We've been discussing it in our goaltender forum on the Discord as well. Would you come back with Robin Lehner in Game 2, or after that decisive victory over the Chicago Blackhawks, would you give Marc-Andre Fleury the start in Game 2? I would actually start Fleury in Game 2, and I know that's probably not the popular opinion, but Chicago is a team that is outmatched by Vegas. Vegas is, again, as I've said, the deepest team for me in the West. Next to Colorado, those two are head and shoulders above right now. Unless St. Louis can get its act together, it's going to be a Colorado-Vegas conference final. I give Marc-Andre Fleury the chance to get it going. Robin Lehner is playing well. No doubt he's your guy. This is a perfect time because the series against Chicago is not going to go very long. You give Fleury game two. If he wins that, he looks better. He gets his confidence back. Great. Then you come back with Lehner for Game 3. I think it's an optimal time to insert Fleury into the lineup and let him play one more game because he looked a little shaky in the round robin. Didn't look like the guy we've come to know and love. Now, mind you, I realize he's getting on in years and that Lehner could be the goalie of the future for Vegas if they can come to a contract agreement. I think they're going to make every effort to do so with him. He looks very good. He's been putting up good numbers. We haven't seen him make a deep playoff run with anybody yet, but this could be his year to do so. So I don't have a problem with him being named the starter by any means, but I do think you need to get Flower in there for game two. Let him run with it. Now, if Lehner starts, I'm not going to complain about it for Vegas because I understand he's your guy. You're going to run with him. Great. But I just think this is the best and maybe the only time you'll have to get Fleury one more game to get his confidence back up against the Chicago Blackhawks team because the series is probably over in 4 or 5 games. So All right, well, that's a quick around the horn here on Tiny Biscuits, and we'll have another podcast dropping, of course, on Saturday. Trying to do these Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for you, and again, would like to get back to some of the long-form stuff. Don't forget to join us on Sunday nights. It's myself and former Avalanche voice Mike Haynes talking hockey at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Talking Puck TV. You can find us on Twitch and on YouTube. Just go to either site, twitch.tv or youtube.com, and search for Talking Puck, and you'll find our show 9 o'clock. And also, I always tweet it out when we're about to go live and talk about the topics. We welcome your questions and your participation in the program as well. Thanks, everybody. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast, and we look forward to talking to you again next time on Talking Puck.